Happy New Year, everyone. Thank you for joining us and welcome to our first interview for 2014. My name is Warren Nauer and I'm a portrait photographer with Valare Photography here in Melbourne. My goal with these interviews is to keep providing information that can hopefully assist a lot of families make decisions. Today's interview is no different. Our special guest is Ala Guberman from Ala's Music Studio in Bentley. And if you've ever thought about having your child learn to play a musical instrument, or if they have shown some interest in music, then this interview will give you some great tips on what you should do to foster this interest and also things you should know before enrolling your child into music classes and then subsequently keeping them motivated to continue learning. As always, if you have any questions, I encourage you to ask them in the comments section below. I'm sure Ala will be more than happy to answer them. You can also discuss this topic on our Facebook page, which is Valare Photography, or via our Twitter handle, which is @ValareFoto. So enough preamble, let's get stuck into the interview, which begins with a very special intro. Wow, how beautiful was that? As you can probably guess, I'm here with a very talented person. Her name is Ala Guberman, and she's from Ala's Music School in Bentley. Welcome, Ala.
Thank you, Byron, for inviting me for this interview.
Not a problem. Can you tell us what that beautiful piece of music you just played was?
That was Chopin, Fantasia in Brum.
Excellent, nice. Now, Ala, can you please tell me a little bit, and our listeners, about your background, where you're from and what you do?
I was born in Russia. I completed Russian College of the Arts, and in 1993, I arrived in Australia, and I continued my education in Monash University, bachelor, then honors, and then master's degrees, and after that, I completed my two weeks short business course.
Wow, that's great. And when did you start the music school or the music studio?
I started teaching in 2006, straight after I completed my business course. And I completed it in December. And in August of 2007, I already had 50 students in my house visiting me in the afternoon.
Oh, so you started from your home?
Yes, I started from my home in 2006.
Yes.
And then I decided to do something different, something bigger. And in 2012, we started this music school in Bentley, which now has 6 rooms, 19 teachers, 20 teachers with me, and over 200 students.
Great. So we're actually in Ala's music studio right now, and I'm surrounded by some keyboards and a piano. It looks fantastic. So what sort of students do you get? What are their age ranges that normally come to learn?
We're teaching students from a two-year-old.
Two-year-old?
Yes,
wow,
two-year-old.
Okay.
And all through adult age.
Yep.
We have two-year-old students and we have 50-year-old students. Everyone, for two-year-old, we have Kinderbit program.
Yes.
School program specially designed for children 2, 3, and 4-year-olds. Kinderbit 1, Kinderbit 2, and Kinderbit 3. And for adults, there are special books for the beginners, so adults can enjoy learning.
Yeah, so do you find that the adults that attend, the 50-year-olds, have they had a musical background or are they starting from scratch pretty much?
They actually started from scratch.
Oh, okay.
They started from the beginning. We had one adult student who wanted to perform on the concert.
Wow. So that was at 50, around, was he
around,
old?
I don't know how old he is.
Yeah.
Over 14 years.
Great. That's fantastic. And what sort of instruments are taught throughout the school?
We teach piano, guitar, all sorts of, all types of guitar. Voice, drums, clarinet, saxophone, flute, violin.
Yeah.
theory classes.
Fantastic. All right. And what's the most popular instrument that the kids love?
The most popular instrument is piano and guitar.
Guitar. I would have thought violin, not so much violin.
Acoustical guitar is more popular.
Yeah, okay.
Then violin and voice.
Yep.
And then all the other instruments. Drums. Drums is popular as well.
All right, okay.
But not as piano and guitar.
Okay. And what's the easiest, in your opinion, what's the easiest instrument to learn?
For the beginner.
Yeah, for a beginner. Say I wanted to come and say, I want to learn a musical instrument. What would you recommend me would be the easiest to learn?
First of all, what would you like to learn?
Good question. Good question. Me, personally, I probably like the violin, but I guess that's hard, right?
The easiest what you like. So if you like the violin, it will be easier for you.
Because you have a passion for it, yes?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
But piano is good, and guitar a little bit complicated because the way you're holding the guitar and you have to press, when you're pressing the strings, you don't see the strings.
Yeah.
And the same way with violin, you don't see the strings, you just have to go by what you feel.
Right.
Finger feel.
Yeah, and, yeah.
And with the piano, you have a score, you have a music book in front of eyes. It's still difficult to combine everything together in one, looking at the book, finding the right note, finding the right key, pressing the right keys, coordinate two hands, sometimes pedal.
Sure.
All not easy.
So.
But you don't start with everything at the same time. You start step by step.
Yeah, especially the how slow I learn things. Now, a lot of my listeners are families, parents, and they've got kids. And a couple of things I'd like to ask, just to relate this interview back to them so they can get some information about their children learning musical instruments. What's the benefits in kids learning instruments?
It's been proved by research that if the child starts violin before 8 years old, he develops his left side brain cells. Yes? And also it develops coordination, concentration, because you have to employ all parts of your body, a lot of parts of your body, like you have to employ your brain to find the correct note and fingers to press the correct key. And in some cases, you have to use your foot to press the right pedal. So like many parts of body has to coordinate. And when the child starts to play with both hands, he has to focus and learn to focus and coordinate two hands together.
So you mentioned that it was just the violin, but it can be applied to any instrument, right?
Yes, because the same with the guitar. The child looks at the book. He tries to find the name of the note in his head first. Right. Then he trying to find the right string to press. So it's a process.
So I guess by learning all that, it gives the child more confidence that he or she could then take into their normal everyday schooling. And could they get they're better at learning in school and also more confidence, I would suggest?
Yes, because they're learning concentrate, they're learning organize themselves for practicing. They have to find time for practice every day, so it's about good organizing time to do some extra thing.
Good discipline. Yeah.
Discipline, yeah. Yes, and especially if then the child do exams, so it's... It has to be a very organized child.
Yeah.
So he has to find at least half an hour to practice every day on top of what he's got from school, after school, and with the other activities.
But you don't think that's too much for a young child? Like, my next question was, I know you said at the start you have up to 2-year-olds starting. In your opinion, what's the best age for a child to start learning to play an instrument?
With preschool children, we don't want them to practice at home.
Right,
because
okay.
They're learning through playing.
Yes.
They can't practice and focus to practice. And all classes designed on learning through the activities, different activities.
That's the preschool classes?
Yes, preschool classes. And all they have to do maybe to listen to the CD at home, and if they want to find a favorite song and to sing along with the song or to dance with the song and so on. But with a child who has individual lessons, say from 5 years old,
five year old
is good age to start.
And when they start at prep, home, yeah.
Settle maybe term 2 after they start prep. because they need settle yeah. in prep. So they can start and go progress very successfully.
Okay.
Because they do realize notes, numbers, black, white, all this what we need to start with.
Sure. So if with my child, if I was looking at my child to see signs whether he or she might be interested in playing music or learning an instrument or has some hidden talent, what signs would I be looking at in my child to pick up on those things that they might be doing in their everyday life that would suggest that they would like to play a musical instrument?
Well, maybe he can ask you, oh, I want to play piano, or I want to play violin. He asking you several times, or if you visiting shop, say music shop, and he choosing particular instrument and trying to play with that instrument.
So just the general
pretend,
interest.
Pretend to play, or you look at him when he's playing that he's holding guitar pretending to play, or he's holding violin pretending to play, or he's in friend's house, he is very keen to stay at the piano and just make some sounds.
Right, so and all those little signs.
Doing, yes, and or if he likes to sing songs.
Yep. Great. Okay. I understand. Yeah. So say my child does show those signs and we sit down together and I ask him, you know, what instrument would you like? And he's got a few instruments in mind. He doesn't really know. He just likes music in general. How can I help to choose, to aid him to choose a better, an instrument that would suit him? What can I do as a parent?
Well, so you can find, and listen, find the recording of different music with different instruments.
Right.
And listen together and say, this is how guitar sound, this is how piano sound, this is how violin sound, some maybe fragments from different orchestra pieces or solo pieces. And or you can take him for, there are special programs for children with symphony orchestra. And listen music there, or you can take him into the music shop again yeah. and show him different instruments.
Yeah,
and
I really like the tip about playing the different instruments to them.
Yeah,
I didn't think of that. That's a great
different fragments. So let's listen to this music. Let's listen to the other music. You can find it online.
Yeah,
any music you can find on mobile or online. And just make him listen and recognize what is the sound, what yeah. the instrument, what, how does sound violin.
That's a great
tip. Sound guitar. Okay? Do you like how sound guitar? Do you like how piano sound? What do you like more?
Yeah.
What is your favorite? And then you can ask him, do you want to listen again? And what do you want to listen again?
Yeah.
And he can say automatically. He will not think long time. He can say, piano, oh, I want to listen to piano.
Yeah.
That, so this is like that is little tips.
That is a very good tip. Yeah. Very good tip, yeah. So with a child starting, say, a five-year-old starting lessons, how long does it take to get to a good standard in terms of lessons or years?
First of all, it depends on child.
Yes.
Some children progress very quickly. Some children progress very slowly.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes the child who has more desire to learn and to play staying longer in music than someone who has better talent,
yeah.
better musical abilities, but not as much desire as the other child.
Right.
So
do you find that the children that haven't got that desire, do you find that maybe they're being pushed too much by their parents to learn? Or do you find it's just naturally they lose a little bit of interest in there?
Some of them just lose interest at some stage.
Yes.
Because there are so many other activities around.
Yes.
And they want to try something else, or they just get sick of practicing and playing the instrument. And some of them started by pushing at the very beginning. Yes.
Yeah.
But the child's progress definitely depends on his depends on child. And for for the child who picking up quickly, it maybe takes a couple of years to get a good standard.
Okay. And what can parents do at home to develop the appreciation of music at home so that the child doesn't lose interest? Are there any tips that you can give mums and dads out there that could help their child keep that interest in playing music?
So in my family, my father had a hobby. So he liked listening to classical music. He had a lot of recordings, and he used to come home after his work and listen some of the Beethoven, Mozart music. And I just, that atmosphere.
Yes.
Atmosphere of someone in the family like to listen music. It is important. Yes. So, but my sister, actually, she stopped piano lessons. She was grew up in the same family, but she stopped.
What age did she stop?
Oh, she never wanted to do that.
Right.
She never wanted to do that. She was pushing by parents, and then at some stage she finally stopped, and she didn't want to do this again. But when she grew up, she was very sorry about she didn't continue piano, and her parents didn't push her. So right. It's happened with most of the people, unfortunately.
So even though people say the home environment has a lot to do with it, it really depends on the child's desire, the individual child.
Yeah, so we were two sisters, and I wanted to do this. She didn't want it to do it with the same parents.
Okay, what about parents who desperately want their children to play a musical instrument, but their child just doesn't want to, or he's got those distractions that you talked about earlier? Should they push their children into trying at least, or?
I don't think so. I think the parents should wait for the time when the child will ask him to let him to do some music lessons several times. So if the child keep asking, otherwise they can put money and they can waste money because the child will not want to do this. And it's very hard to push him to leave house and go to the music studio for lesson, or if he doesn't want to do this. And it's stress for the parent and stress for the child, for both of them. So that's not good. But the parents should wait the time when the child will ask him. It could happen at 9 years, at 10-year-old, at 12-year-olds. Sometimes 12-year-old starts from the scratch and does very quick progress.
Yeah.
Very quick progress.
Right.
Does 2 maybe grades for 1 year.
Yeah.
Every year, and can do all 8 grades for 4 years.
So there's 8 levels in your studio to get to that level?
We do teach all levels here.
Right.
Yes. Okay. Plus associate, licentiate, because we have qualified.
Sorry, what was that?
We have 8 grades. Yeah. Then we have performance certificate, that there is associate and licentiate level. And we do have qualified teachers who can teach all these levels.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Now, for parents whose child is currently learning an instrument, but they're having difficulties picking it up and just a little bit slower, are there any tips that you can give to those parents that are finding their child not so much losing interest, but just having difficulties in grasping the concepts behind learning?
Yes, for the parents of this child, the parent has to be very patient. And he can't expect very quick progress from this child, but the progress will be, he can see progress in a year time.
Yeah.
Or because if the child wants to continue, he will do progress.
Right.
We can, any abilities can be developed.
Mm-hmm.
Hearing and voice and.
So it's pretty much for the parent just to be supportive.
Yes. And patient.
Yeah. Is there anything that the parent can do in conjunction with the teacher outside of class that might help?
Yes, if the child is 5-year-old, it's good for parents to be during lesson. And for example, I used to use flashcards.
Yes.
And I would explain parent how he can use these flashcards at home, because they don't know what to do with the flashcards, the whole pack of the flashcards, 50 flashcards. So I wouldn't give the whole pack to the parents. I would pick up only 5 cards with the notes, the student currently learning, and I would explain parent what to do with these cards. And then he has to bring these cards back on the lesson next time, and I would examine him with together, student and parents, together. We can learn through the game, through the playing.
Yeah, okay. Sounds good. Okay. Now, what tips would you give parents who are looking at enrolling their child into a music studio or private lessons, not just here but anywhere? What sort of tips, what sort of things they should be asking the tutors about?
About how long lesson would recommend to have for my child. So if child 4-year-old or even 5, maybe 20 minutes is enough, because especially if it's boy, because boys, they cannot concentrate for a long time at this age.
Yeah.
They better jump and run around, so maybe 20 minutes is enough.
But in terms of the actual school, to see whether it's a good school or not, what things should the parents be looking for?
Teacher has to be qualified. And
is there a certain level of qualifications that a teacher needs?
Well, if teacher teaching student at the beginner level, the qualification not as important as to find the communication between child and teacher.
Right.
So like our school has teachers who can teach 2 instruments, 1 instrument at all levels, we call it, say, piano in major, and another instrument at the beginner level, say, guitar in minor, okay? So when the student 5-year-old, it's not as important how high qualification teacher has. It's more important how teacher can find the good communication with the child. So it doesn't need to be very high qualification for the beginner level, but if we enrolling student who already passed grade 5 with MEB exams, then we would refer this student to the teacher with high qualification.
Right. Yeah.
So this is important because teacher who is not qualified will not be able to prepare the student for the exams.
So do you suggest it might be a good idea for the child and the parent to meet their tutor before they decide whether they want to go with that school?
If it's young child,
just to see if the connections are good, whether they get along with each other.
If it's a young child, it's good to have a trial lesson. So we also have trial lesson here.
Right, okay.
Yes, because sometimes it just doesn't work for no reason.
Yep.
Just they didn't find the good
connection. Yeah,
connection.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes, good connection. So that's good to have 1 trial lesson at least.
And a couple of more questions before we finish up. What's the major differences between private lessons at home or coming to a studio? Are there any benefits or disadvantages of having a private lesson compared to coming to a bigger studio like yourselves?
Mm. I think coming to this bigger studio, it's allows students to concentrate on the music class more than at home, because at home it's home.
Yeah, there's a lot
of distractions. All toys around, the distractions, and sometimes piano instrument not locked in the room with the teacher, but in the big room with all the other TVs and all the other kitchen and all this. So it's harder for students to concentrate in this environment. It's better to concentrate when he's in the room with a piano and teacher and maybe parent, that's all. School like this organizing concert at the end of the year, and the parents can see if the child doesn't do exams. So the parent can see his performance at the end of the year, and he can see his progress from year to year.
Yeah, and that's a big concert. The whole
school?
Yes.
All the students come together?
Not all the students. Say if we have 240 students, so 95 were performing last time at the end of 2013.
Yeah.
95 students were performing. So the beginner who just started cannot perform.
Right.
And the student, we want student to perform at a good, higher standard. So the concert will be interesting.
Yes.
Not bored. You know? Because when the students playing with the mistakes, stops and all this, it's becoming too boring. And the student has to be satisfied. He has to be happy about his own performance and developing his confidence.
And it gives them to showcase their whole good, year's work.
Yeah, good performance, developing his confidence. And the parent can see his progress through the year. Say he didn't play at the beginning of the year, and at the end of the year, he's performing at the grand piano on the stage.
Yeah.
So, and he can play two songs.
Fantastic, yeah. There's a lot to be proud of with that.
Yeah.
Okay, Ala, thank you so much. Look, I'm sure there'll be a lot of questions, and as everyone knows who's a regular listener to this interview series, that they feel free to ask questions in the blog and Ala can come back and answer those. Apart from that, what's the other best way for people who are interested in their kids learning to play music? What's the best way of them contacting you, Ala?
On my mobile.
Yeah, so that's on your website.
It's on my website. Do you want me to say my website address?
Yeah, sure.
www.alasmusicstudio.com.au or my mobile 0422-835-857.
And you've also probably got a Facebook page, yes?
We have Facebook page, yes. And
great. So thank you so much once again. You've given some great tips, and I'm sure that parents who are listening to this interview can get a lot out of it, especially those who are thinking about but not 100% sure whether their child should start learning to play an instrument or how to go about it. So I think there are some great tips that you've told us today. So thank you so much again. And yeah, and look forward to talking to you sometime later.
Thank you for inviting me, Warren.
No problems. Thank you, Ella. Bye.
Bye.
So what do you think? If you were considering having your child learn a musical instrument, did this help? Ala's tip about playing recordings of various instruments to your child in order to help them decide what instrument they would like to learn to play is a great one. I also thought we can take a lot out of what she said about her and her sister living in the same environment, but each wanting to go on their different paths. I guess it all boils down to what your child, or anyone for that matter, is passionate about. I would really love to hear your thoughts in the comments below. And if you have any questions for Ala, again, add those to the comments, and I'll make sure she knows that they're there and she can get back and answer them for you. So that's it for this interview, everyone. Thank you once again for listening. I look forward to bringing you another in this series very shortly. For now, take care and I'll talk to you later. Bye.